Today on Press TV, a secretive spy court in the US upholds a Justice Department memo which allows the government to acquire US citizens' records from phone companies even without a court order. The ruling comes as the US government is getting flak from rights groups over its intrusion into people's privacy. An anti-regime demonstration in Bahrain has been held west of the capital, Manama. The leader of the main opposition bloc, Wefaq, Sheikh Ali Salman, also attended. The protesters condemned the jailing of photographers and activists. Scores of protesters have been killed in the regime crackdown since the uprising began in early 2011. Relatives of the victims of the Iranian embassy bombing in Beirut say they want the mastermind behind two bombings to stand trial in Lebanon. Majid al-Majid is a Saudi national, and Riyadh has called for his extradition from Lebanon. The Iranian embassy bombings left many people dead. At least 71 al-Qaeda-linked militants have been killed in clashes with Iraqi forces in the Recep Anbar province. Reports also say Iraqi police are in control of most areas in the cities of Ramadi and Fallujah. The clashes are raged on after the army removed an anti-government protest camp in Ramadi on Monday. Egypt's anti-coup alliance says at least 19 pro-Morsi protesters have been killed in fresh violence across the country. The casualties have been reported from Cairo, Alexandria, Suez, Ismaili and Fayoum. The violence comes ahead of a new trial session for ousted President Mohamed Morsi. The leader of the Bangladeshi opposition has urged her supporters to boycott the upcoming vote. Khalid Azia called the polls a scandalous farce, accusing the ruling Awami League of killing democracy in Bangladesh. Zia's Bangladesh Nationalist Party says it will boycott the polls due to lack of a neutral supervising body. The office of the UN High Commissioner for Refugees says violence in the Central African Republic has displaced a million people. The UNHCR said over 200,000 people have been displaced in the past few weeks alone. Over 1,000 people have died in clashes between Christians and Muslims in the country. And police say a World War II bomb has exploded during construction work in Germany, killing one person and wounding at least eight others. The victim, who was a bulldozer driver, was killed when he hit the bomb in Ossikirchen near Bonn. Unexploded World War II bombs can still be found in Germany. There's the latest here on Press TV.